another door. When I come across a good essay in reading newspapers, I am often inclined to cut and keep it. But just as I am about to do so, I find the article on the opposite side is as much interesting. It may be a discussion of the way to keep in good health or advice about how to behave and conduct oneself in society. If I cut the front essay, the opposite one is bound to suffer damage, leaving out half of it or keeping the text without the subject. As a result, the scissors would stay before they start, or halfway done when I found out the regretful consequence that inevitably causes my repentance. Sometimes two things are to be done at the same time, both deserving your attention. You can only take up one of them. The other has to wait or be given up. But you know the future is unpredictable. The changed situation may not allow you to do what is left behind. Thus, you are caught in a fix and feel sad. How come that nice opportunities and brilliant ideas should gather around all at once? It may happen that your life changes dramatically on your preference of one alternative to the other. In fact, that is what life is like. We are often faced with the two opposite aspects of a thing which are both desirable, like newspaper cutting. It often occurs that our attention is drawn to one thing only after we are engaged in another. The former and the latter give rise to a divided mind. I still remember a philosopher's remarks, "When one door shuts, another opens in life." So a casual or passive choice may not be a bad one. Whatever we do in our lifetime, wherever life's storms tosses us, there must be something we can achieve. Some shore we can land. That opens up new vistas to us. Don't forget, God always keeps an alternative door open for everyone. While the front door is closed, there must be another one open for you.